Eugene McGuinness, maps. We were in tune, I think, with the song, weren't we?
Always.
Ok, io voglio fare un altro paio di domande prima di lasciarlo andare, poi avrà le sue cose da fare per il concerto del Covo di questa sera, ma non posso non chiedergli come si sente un giovane ragazzo inglese talentuoso come lui di fronte a tutto l'eredità, diciamo, del pop e del rock inglese, che sembra continuamente reinventare se stesso pur rimanendo molto ancorato al passato. I was wondering how a very skilled and young musician like you can front the very wide heritage of English pop and rock music, as it seems that every year that comes there is one big name that actually comes out, that it is something new but something that actually has to deal with all the past. Uh-huh. So what is your relationship between all this very big and important past of British music, mm-hmm. and what are your fathers, if I can say, from an artistic point of view?
When I was getting into music, it was always I had the two sides of the coin were going to school and things that me and my friends would listen to on the bus and in school and whatever, and also what my dad would listen to because he was and so I always had those two things. So it was like, so in school it was all pop music and kind of a lot of Blur and Oasis and The Strokes and The White Stripes and all that stuff. Whenever that was coming out, that was really exciting. But also, whenever I was at home or whenever I was in the car with my parents when I was very young, Kinks, Beatles, all of that. But a lot of the Kinks, I adore the Kinks. And the Beatles, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm wearing a turtleneck. And a heart. I'm convinced I'm a Beatle. I'm in denial.
Ok. Allora, quello che dice è che ci sono fondamentalmente due lati della medaglia del suo approccio alla musica. Il primo è tutto quello che riguarda la scuola, i suoi compagni di classe, le gite in autobus, i tragitti in autobus per andare a scuola, e tutto quello riguardava fondamentalmente i grandi nomi del pop di qualche anno fa, cioè Oasis, Blur, Strokes e White Stripes, ma c'erano anche tutto quello che ascoltavano in casa i suoi genitori, non soltanto in casa ma anche in macchina con i suoi genitori, e quindi qua soprattutto Kinks e Beatles, quindi questi sono, diciamo, i parametri di riferimento. Ok, we are at the last question, and could you pick up some of your favorite records of this year that's going to an end?
Ah, okay. I really like, the new Paul Weller album?
Yeah.
22 Dreams. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really good. That's amazing. And Nick Cave, Dig Lazarus Dig.
Yes.
The video to that single, Dig Lazarus Dig, is probably the most funny, amazing thing I've ever seen. White Denim, I like White Denim, they're mm-hmm. really good. I thought there's a lot of good records this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these three are your choices.
Yeah. I could go
pick
on
of the day. Okay. Yeah. Allora, ha citato il disco di Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds di Lazarus Dig, ha citato il disco dei White Denim, e poi ha citato, Dio, qual era il terzo? Me lo sono
Paul Weller.
Ah, Paul Weller.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Weller. Yes, ok. Paul Weller, questi sono i tre dischi di Eugene McGuinness. Eugene, questa sera live al Covo, noi lo ringraziamo. We thank you, Eugene. Have a great gig tonight.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
Okay. And have a great tour.
Cheers.
Okay.
Thank you.
And nice year for 2009. Okay. Thank you, Eugene.
See you.
Bye.